All right, everyone, are you ready for a really fascinating deep dive today? Buckle up, because we're about to take a trip back in time into the depths of family history.
Time travel. Sign me up.
I knew you'd be excited about this. We're diving deep into some excerpts you shared from a Farndale family history document, and trust me, this is way more than just names on a dusty old tree.
Oh, I bet. It's like unearthing a treasure chest of stories, right?
Yeah.
Those everyday moments that might have been lost to time, but actually reveal so much about who we are and where we come from.
You hit the nail on the head. It's like holding a mirror up to the past, seeing how one family navigated wars, revolutions, social upheavals, all those things that make history come alive. And what's incredible is how the Farndale family story, while totally unique to them, reflects these massive historical shifts. Like, take their professions, for example.
Yeah, that's a fascinating thread through the document. For centuries, it's all about agriculture. You see generation after generation rooted in the land, working the soil. Then, bam, the 20th century rolls around, and suddenly you've got bank managers, solicitors, even scientists branching out from that same family tree.
It's mind-boggling when you think about how much the world of work has transformed, even in our own lifetimes. But imagine being John Thomas Farndale, the bank manager in Thirsk. Talk about a local legend.
He was a true pillar of the community, wasn't he? The bank manager used to hold such a position of trust and respect, and John really embodied that. He wasn't just balancing ledgers and cashing checks. This was a man who was deeply involved in the Masonic Lodge, the Naturalist Society. Heck, he even rallied everyone to raise funds for that town clock.
What a character. It really gets you thinking about those everyday heroes, right? The people who quietly shape their communities. But the Farndale family wasn't all business and civic duty. These are people who clearly knew how to have a good time, especially when it came to sports.
Oh, absolutely. The document highlights this one standout, Wilf Farndale. Now, not only was he a ridiculously talented cricketer, playing alongside some true Yorkshire legends, but get this, the man used his platform to champion social causes close to his heart. Public health, clean air initiatives, talk about ahead of his time.
That's incredible. And it's even more inspiring when you realize that passion for using your voice echoes generations later in Jamie Farndale, the rugby star, who's making waves as a sustainability advocate. It's like fighting for what you believe in is practically a Farndale family tradition.
I love that. It shows you sport has always been about so much more than just the game itself. It's a powerful platform for change, a way to rally people around causes that matter.
It's speaking of rallying people, let's talk about this unexpected layer of the Farndale story. Their hidden talent for entertainment. Turns out, this family had some serious performance chops hiding beneath the surface.
It's like their artistic talents were just waiting for the right moment to burst onto the scene.
Totally. Like Sophia Farndale, who became the go-to accompanist for every local event. Can you imagine those sing-alongs? And then there's Samuel, the family's resident comedian, known for his hilarious original songs.
Oh, the breakout star has to be George William Farndale. This guy was a comic actor who was often compared to the one and only George Formby, complete with the ukulele and cheeky songs.
Seriously, that's amazing.
Right, picture this. George holding court on the radio with the Yorkshire Mummers, having audiences in stitches.
Okay, we have to track down recordings of those shows. That's a piece of history you need to hear. But even
Yeah.
without them, it's just incredible to see how this family, who for generations were farmers and laborers, suddenly produced these performers who lit up the stage and airwaves.
It really does make you wonder, doesn't it? What hidden talents might be lurking in our own family trees just waiting to be discovered?
But you know what I find even more captivating is how this document skillfully weaves the Farndale family's experiences into the larger fabric of history. We're not just talking about individual stories here. We're seeing how their lives intersected with major world events.
Exactly. It's like they're living, breathing testaments to the times they lived in. Take William Lang Farndale, for instance. He was a brewery manager who suddenly found himself facing down an armed robbery. Can you imagine? Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or I guess the right place if you're thinking about bravery in the face of danger.
You're telling me. According to this document, William gets a call at home, something's up at the brewery, and he doesn't even think twice.
He just bolts out the door.
Just like that. Doesn't even take a moment to put on proper shoes, just rushes out in his slippers, ends up confronting these armed robbers.
Wow, talk about guts.
Right. And you know, it makes you wonder what was going through his mind in that moment. Pure adrenaline, I bet. But this story, it really underscores how these seemingly ordinary people living their lives could find themselves caught up in these extraordinary dramatic situations.
It's like that saying, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, right?
Exactly. But what I find so fascinating is how this document, through these stories, it gives us this incredible window into everyday life during those times. Remember John Thomas Farndale, the meticulous bank manager?
Oh, absolutely. His notes, they weren't just about numbers and transactions, were they?
Not at all.
It's like he was unintentionally creating this vivid portrait of life in Thirsk, those small details that really bring the past alive.
Right. He was almost like a town historian without even realizing it, documenting local events, fundraising efforts, even the great debate over installing the town clock.
It makes you realize that history isn't just about, like, kings and queens and major battles, you know?
It's about the everyday lives of people like John.
Exactly. And it's those seemingly insignificant details, those little glimpses into the past that John captured so faithfully, they make history feel so much more tangible, so relatable.
Like stepping back in time and getting to know these people personally.
I know, right? But, you know, it wasn't all about individual triumphs and close calls with danger. One of the things that really struck me about the Farndale story is this recurring theme of community. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's woven throughout their entire history.
From John's deep involvement in local organizations to Wilf using his platform as a star cricketer to champion public health, there's this constant thread of shared purpose.
Of going back and supporting one another.
Exactly. And it got me thinking, you know, what would our ancestors think of our sense of community today? I mean, with social media, we're more connected than ever, but is it the same?
That's such a good question. It makes you wonder if we've traded those deep local connections for something. Well, something a bit more superficial. The Farndales seem to have that face-to-face connection down to an art.
It's food for thought, isn't it? And it speaks to the bigger picture of how this deep dive, although it's focused on this one family, it gets us thinking about these universal themes that resonate across generations.
Absolutely. We're talking about the importance of community, the courage to confront challenges head on, the impact of using your voice. These are all things we still grapple with today, just in different ways.
For sure. And I think it also highlights the incredible power of storytelling, wouldn't you say? This family history document, it's not just a collection of names and dates. It's this rich tapestry of experiences passed down through the generations.
It's those stories that help us keep the memory of those who came before us alive.
You got it. Stories help us connect with the past, make sense of the present, and, you know, maybe even imagine a different kind of future. And the Farndale family, with all its twists and turns, unexpected talents, and let's be honest, brushes with danger, they have a story worth telling.
Speaking of unexpected talents, are we ready to delve into the part of the Farndale saga that completely caught us off guard?
Oh, you mean their surprising connection to the world of entertainment?
Get ready for some family secrets, folks, because it turns out not all Farndales were content to stay behind the scenes. Welcome back, everyone. It's like we've stepped through time with this Farndale family, haven't we? Experiencing their triumphs, their challenges, even a few close calls along the way.
And just when we think we've got them figured out, bam, we uncover this whole other side to the family, this unexpected connection to the world of entertainment.
It's like discovering your family accountant moonlights as a stand-up comedian. A total surprise, but a delightful one, to be sure. We touched on Sophia, the family pianist, always there to liven up a local gathering. And then there was Samuel, the resident comedian, penning those witty songs.
But the family member who really took the spotlight, that has to be George William Farndale. This guy was a born entertainer. The document compares him to the legendary George Formby, even.
I know. Formby-esque, it said. I can practically see him now, ukulele in hand, captivating audiences with his charm and those cheeky songs.
Oh, absolutely. And get this, he even had a stint on the radio with the Yorkshire Mummers.
For those who might not know, the Yorkshire Mummers, they were like the comedy sketch show of their day, weren't they? Full of local humor, slapstick routines, guaranteed to have audiences in stitches.
I know. Imagine if recordings of those broadcasts still exist. To hear his voice, his comedic timing, get a taste of that era's humor firsthand, what a treasure that would be.
Seriously, we need to launch a full-scale search for those recordings. But even without them, just knowing that this family, a family rooted in farming and labor, produced these incredible performers who brought laughter and joy to people across the country, It's truly inspiring, wouldn't you say?
It really is. It reminds us that creativity can blossom anywhere in any family tree, regardless of background or upbringing.
So true. It's like those artistic genes were simmering beneath the surface for generations, just waiting for the perfect moment to erupt. This entire deep dive has been full of those aha moments, those unexpected connections and surprising discoveries.
I completely agree. We started with what seemed like a simple family history document. And look where we ended up. We've talked about armed robberies, social activism, the evolution of entertainment.
From medieval fields to the radio waves. It really goes to show you that behind every name in a family tree, there's a whole world waiting to be discovered. A world brimming with experiences.
And within those experiences, those individual stories, we find echoes of larger historical narratives, of social changes, of those small, quirky details that remind us that history is ultimately about people.
Like a meticulous bank manager who became the unintentional chronicler of his town, or a star cricketer who used his platform to champion clean air, it's those personal stories that really stay with you, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They remind us that history isn't just about dates and dry facts. It's about the lives of people who lived, loved, laughed, and yes, even sang and danced their way through time.
And that's what makes exploring family history so incredibly fascinating, isn't it? It's about connecting with the past, understanding the present, and maybe even finding inspiration for our own futures.
Beautifully said. So to everyone listening, we'll leave you with this. What stories are hidden in your family tree? What will you discover when you start digging into your own past?
Because every family has a story to tell. And who knows, maybe yours will be the next deep dive that leaves us speechless.
Until then, happy exploring.